You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's private sector continued to strengthen in April, and the business activity expanded at its fastest in nearly 14 years this month, fueled by positive demand trends. According to a survey released by S&P Global, per the HSBC Flash India PMI data, the manufacturing industry led the latest upturn, as was the case in March, although softening growth at goods producers compared with accelerations at service providers. The headline HSBC Flash India Composite PMI Output Index, a seasonally adjusted index that measures the month-on-month change in the combined output of India's manufacturing and service sectors, reported a rise from 61.8 in March to 62.2 in April, indicating the fastest rate of increase in aggregate business activity since mid-2010. Meanwhile, PSP Projects recently announced the commencement of its qualified institutions placement to raise Rs 244 crore. The company has set the floor price for the QIP at Rs 682.59 per equity share, with a provision to offer a discount of up to 5% on the floor price to investors. This QIP issue, which begins today, follows the approval by the board on February 9th and the shareholders' approval through a postal ballot on April 4th. PSP's fundraising committee convened on April 22nd and greenlit the launch of the issue, the determination of the floor price, and the preparation of preliminary placement document. Moving on, cement volume growth recovered to 7-8% on year in the last quarter of fiscal 2024, after growing approximately 15% on year in the first half and logging a moderate slowdown in the third quarter due to regional hindrances, said a report by CRISIL. This, it added, was driven on aggressive volume push. This ensured the third straight year of healthy demand growth at around 11% in fiscal 2024 to approximately 441 million ton MT. On this high base, CRISIL, MI&A research said that the demand growth is expected to cool to 6-7% in the fiscal 2025. However, the report maintained that pan-India cement prices took a beating in the second half of the fiscal. Over to market, broking firm Motilal Oswal has maintained the rating and target price on the stock of Reliance Industries. However, it said that the company might see some pressure in oil to chemicals earnings in the first quarter of FY25, as volume is expected to be muted sequentially. It has a buy rating with a target price of Rs 3,245 per share. However, the company's oil to chemicals profitability to be healthy over the next 1.5 years on the back of the refining net capacity additions in CY24. Our trailing oil demand growth, standalone EBITDA stood at Rs 20,000 crore in fourth quarter of FY24, supported by better feedstock sourcing, higher domestic product placement, and increased sales volume quarter on quarter. Next up, banking. IndusInd Bank announced successful execution of RBI's programmable CBDC pilot, becoming the first bank to do so. In a regulatory filing, it said, quote, "This pilot project is executed in collaboration with Circulatory Innovation Hub India Private Limited as an alternate from the CBDC, wherein the bank can program the end use of funds being disbursed to farmers instead of generation of carbon credits." Unquote. As a part of this pilot, IndusInd initiated the programmable CBDC disbursement to 50 farmers in the Ratnagiri district of Maharashtra and will cover around 1,000 farmers going ahead. This project involves IndusInd Bank crafting digital wallets and managing CBDC transfers alongside partners. Over to technology, Xiaomi announced a bunch of new smart home ecosystem products and more at its annual Smarter Living event in India today, alongside the Redmi Pad SE, Redmi Buds 5A, Xiaomi Robot Vacuum Cleaner S10, and Xiaomi Handheld Garmin Steamer. Xiaomi also finally announced the launch date of the Limited World Champions, or AFA, short for Argentina Football Association edition of the Redmi Note 13 Pro Plus. The limited edition model, which marks the 10-year anniversary of Xiaomi in India and was first teased in January, is finally coming on April 30th. Further details about price and memory configuration should be announced closer to launch. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Indian equity indices ended higher for the third straight session on April 23rd and Nifty around 22,350. At close, the Sensex was up 89.83 points or 0.12% at 73,738.45 and the Nifty was up 31.60 points or 0.14% at 22,368. About 2,224 shares advanced, 1,450 shares declined, and 109 shares unchanged. Grasim Industries, Bharti Airtel, Nestle India, Maruti Suzuki, and HCL Technologies were among major gainers on the Nifty, while losers included Sun Pharma, BPCL, Reliance Industries, M&M, and Hindalco Industries. Among sectors, healthcare, metal, oil and gas, and energy were down 0.3 to 0.8%, while FMCG, power, IT, realty, and auto up 0.4 to 2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.